Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Johnston. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Raish Mand. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Kilduff. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chuck Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ferdy Schupp. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Ferdy Schupp. And now, play ball. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays strikes out. One out. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Johnston reaches second base with a double. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry misplays the ball. That's an error on Terry. Johnston scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffith moves to second. Two outs. Raish Mand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Kiefer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-1 in the game. Flack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pete Kilduff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilduff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hollocker takes first base on ball 4. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry bunts towards the mound. Shupp fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-1 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp strikes out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. Nays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nays. The throw from Kiefer and he is out, Terry applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kiefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-1 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnston fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnston. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffith. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Mysel moves to third. Bill Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shupp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ward fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Grimes is safe. Mysel scores. Grimes moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Cubs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-2 in the game. Flack takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Charlie Holacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holacher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Holacher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schmann scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holacher for the out. Grimes scores. Alexander moves to third. Flack moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schmand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmand is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmand hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-2 in the game. Deal hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-2 in the game. Meisel hits a pop-up towards short. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to third. Johnny Milges now pitching. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelleher. The throw from Miller and he is safe. Kelleher steals second. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pete Kilduff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilduff is 0-for-1 in the game. Kilduff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Holacher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Flack hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hollocker hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry misplays the ball. That's an error on Terry. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 3 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. Deal moves to second. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 3 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kilduff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deal scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The throw from Miller and he is out, Kilduff applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schmand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmand is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Kilduff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilduff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kilduff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schmand moves to second. Dutch Ruether pinch hits for Chuck Ward. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is called out on strikes. Two outs. Otto Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivy Olsen now playing shortstop. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Flack hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffith. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. Kelleher moves to third. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Hood pinch hits for Johnny Milges. Wally Hood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sherry Smith now pitching. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kilduff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-4 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Olsen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mysel. The throw from Miller and he is safe. Mysel steals second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Olsen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffith strikes out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-3 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Schmand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schmand hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Kilduff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilduff is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kilduff hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 1. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.